Imagine walking into your office Monday morning to discover your company wastes $3 million annually on ineffective meetings. This shocking revelation sparked one leadership team's journey to reimagine their organization completely. The most unsettling truth about modern work? Many common workplace behaviors, insisting on channels, making lengthy speeches, referring matters to committees, haggling over precise wording, mirror instructions from a 1944 CIA predecessor manual designed to help citizens sabotage enemy organizations during World War II. Somehow, modern work has become indistinguishable from deliberate sabotage. While technology has transformed nearly every aspect of our lives, organizational structures remain virtually unchanged from a century ago. Show anyone a railroad org chart from 1910, and they'll recognize the same hierarchical model used today. Information flows up, decisions flow down. This disconnect stems from hidden assumptions running silently in the background of our organizations, an operating system we rarely notice. The cost is staggering. Roughly half of America's 23.8 million management roles are unnecessary. Workers spend 710 million hours weekly on internal compliance activities, about half adding no value, and the U.S. economy loses approximately $3 trillion annually from untapped human potential. Evolutionary organizations around the world demonstrate how companies can self-organize through purpose, transparency, and cultures of freedom and responsibility. Bertzorg, a Dutch healthcare provider, operates with 14,000 workers and fewer than 50 headquarters staff. Nurses self-organize in teams of 10-12 with full autonomy to provide holistic patient care. This model cuts costs by 20-30%, uses less than 40% of prescribed hours, and saves the Dutch system millions, all while managing $350 million in annual revenue with just 6 financial administrators. At Favi, a brass auto parts foundry, leadership eliminated traditional controls and management layers. Workers organized into autonomous mini-factories focused solely on customer needs. The result? 3% annual price reductions, perfect delivery for over 25 years, and sustained competitiveness against overseas competition. These organizations succeed by being people-positive, trusting humans to seek responsibility and fulfillment given the right conditions, and complexity-conscious, treating organizations as adaptive systems beyond traditional command control. Through extensive research studying hundreds of unconventional practices worldwide, 12 distinct but interconnected domains emerge where evolutionary organizations are pioneering the future of work. These domains, purpose, authority, structure, strategy, resources, innovation, workflow, meetings, information, membership, mastery, and compensation, form a comprehensive framework for organizational transformation. Rather than treating organizational challenges in isolation, this operating system canvas recognizes the deep interconnections between different aspects of organizational life. Changes in authority structures inevitably affect how meetings are conducted, while innovations in compensation systems influence membership and mastery development. The framework is designed to be adaptable rather than prescriptive. Organizations can chart their own unique path toward becoming more adaptive and human-centric, selecting practices that align with their context and culture. Some might begin with reimagining meeting practices, while others might focus first on restructuring authority patterns or revamping compensation systems. Purpose elevates meaning above profit in evolutionary organizations. While Milton Friedman claimed the social responsibility of business is to increase its profits, this shareholder value focus has led to environmental damage and worker disengagement. Purpose-driven companies have outperformed the S&P 500 by 14x over 15 years. An effective purpose is aspirational yet constraining, neither too mundane nor too vague. It should appear at every organizational level and be supported by steering metrics that guide rather than control. Tesla's essential intent to create an affordable, desirable electric car and ship 500,000 before running out of money exemplifies this approach, both inspirational and concrete. Authority distribution dramatically impacts performance. When Captain David Marquette took over USS Santa Fe, the worst-performing submarine in its fleet, he vowed to never give orders, instead asking sailors, "What do you intend to do?" Initially uncertain, the crew soon embraced this responsibility, propelling the ship from worst to first in retention, operations, and promotions. Evolutionary organizations distribute authority through principles like the waterline. Anyone can make decisions that won't sink the boat without permission. The advice process: make decisions after seeking input from those with experience or who will be affected. And consent: using structured methods to process proposals. As organizations grow, they evolve from fluid startups to specialized silos. While specialization increases departmental efficiency, it creates interdepartmental barriers. Traditional hierarchical control often stifles innovation and responsiveness. A better approach reimagines organizations as dynamic networks where relationships exist beyond the formal org chart. Authority flows from expertise and contribution rather than position, creating natural hierarchies based on demonstrated value. This network model operates through SLAM teams, self-managed, lean, audacious, multidisciplinary, with high autonomy and clear accountability, and dynamic teaming that matches project needs with individual capabilities. Traditional budgeting is fundamentally flawed and time-consuming. Ford once estimated its planning process cost $1.2 billion annually. Rigid budgets prove unsuitable for our volatile world and create conflicting objectives. Better alternatives include relative performance targets, comparing results to competitors, participatory budgeting involving all employee levels, and rolling forecasts updated regularly. Some organizations have eliminated traditional budgets entirely, using simple rules and frequent adjustments to guide spending. The modern meeting paradox is stark. Employees attend 62 meetings monthly, viewing half as wasteful, costing U.S. businesses $37 billion in unnecessary expenses. Yet meetings fulfill our need for connection. Pixar's Brain Trust offers a better model, bringing together storytellers to provide radical candor on works in progress. They challenge directly while caring personally, without authority to impose solutions, simply illuminating problems for directors to solve. Three approaches can transform meetings: assign facilitator and scribe roles, implement meeting moratoriums to identify essential gatherings, and conduct retrospectives for team learning. Information sharing drives organizational success. General Stanley McChrystal revolutionized JSOC's approach against Al-Qaeda by shifting from who needs to know to who doesn't know and how quickly can we tell them, encouraging teams to share information extensively. Evolutionary organizations embrace transparency, recognizing that insights emerge when information reaches the right person at the right time. Companies like Patagonia share supply chain data. Everlane reveals product costs, and Buffer practices radical transparency with salaries and revenue. The conventional approach to change, imagining a specific future and closing gaps through linear plans, yields only 26% success, dropping to 6% among frontline employees. Continuous participatory change follows six patterns: commitment from influencers, boundaries for protected space, priming through experience, looping, sensing tensions and experimenting, criticality, reaching tipping points, and continuity, making change ongoing. Leaders must model new behaviors by mastering ego and stepping aside. Their role shifts from commanding to creating space for change, ensuring psychological safety while letting teams learn through failure and growth. The future of work isn't about specific practices, but a mindset that unlocks human potential. As William Gibson noted, the future is already here, it's just not evenly distributed. The choice is between outdated systems that misunderstand complexity or reimagining organizations where people and purpose thrive together.